Chapter 15. Their Satanic Majesty's Request. Are we aware of the real reasons for genocide, for the mass slaughter which attended colonialization? Its purpose is also one of occult significance. When he entered into communication with the supernatural intelligences, he was told that there was a price for the knowledge he was to be given, a price for continued assistance throughout the ages. The Oversouls wanted something, and that something was blood. Blood has occult properties, especially when it is taken from an innocent, murdered in a ritual setting. See Highlander in any of the Dracula movies. Blood is a form of energy and vampires live on it. Blood is very important to occultists. Hence, the emphasis that ancient societies and priestarchies placed, and now modern criminal syndicates, place on it. It is not a coincidence that the word blood is the second most common word in the Bible, after God. No blood, no deal. So Meister D with his colleagues and underlings saw to it that his Dark Guardians would get all the blood they required. In his great pact, he put the whole of mankind up as the sacrifice to his master's cause. This is the reason for the endless wars and conflicts that beset world history. Wars are precisely planned blood rituals, with all seemingly opposing sides being financed by the same unseen echelons. See Doctor Who's State of Decay, to provide the physical resources and the human sacrifices. The pirates, men of the fire, were financed by the Tudors and set loose onto the high seas to conquer foreign shores and intoxicate or murder and enslave those whom they encountered. Some of their deeds bear clearly ritualistic patterns. It is a fact that the leaders of these pirates were aristocrats of the Tudor dynasty. One was called, suggestively, Sir Francis Drake. Drake means dragon. The pirates colonized America, and subsequently their moneyed descendants, known as the Russell Trust, formed the Ivy League universities for the education of their own offspring. Secret fraternities were established to maintain hierarchy and prestige, but also to make sure that only the right candidates made it into the inner sanctum to learn the truth. The Skull and Bones of Yale University is one such Faustian fraternity. Many presidents, politicians, and industrialists belong to it. Yale is a strange hybrid animal, often seen on royal heraldry. Another enclave is called the Bohemian Society, and whose emblem is the owl. This creature appears in miniature on the American $1 bill and is described as an appropriate secret society totem because it can see things in the dark. For more on this controversial subject, see the works of Jordan Maxwell, Anthony Sutton, Lyndon LaRouche, and Eustace Mullins. See Blatterinner and the Brotherhood of the Bell. The government of this country is not only to deal with governments, kings, and ministers, but also with secret societies, elements which must be taken into account, which at the last moment can bring our plans to naught, which have agents everywhere, who incite assassinations and can, if necessary, let a massacre Benjamin Disraeli, Lord Beaconsfield. It is useless to deny, because it is impossible to conceal, that a great part of Europe, the whole of Italy and France, and a great portion of Germany, to say nothing of other countries, is covered with a network of these secret societies. Just as the superficies of the earth are now being covered with railroads, Benjamin Disraeli, Lord Beaconsfield, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are as a people inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. John F. Kennedy, Address to Newspaper Publishers, April 27, 1961. There exists a shadowy government with its own air force, its own navy, its own fundraising mechanism, and the ability to pursue its own ideas of the national interest, free from all checks and balances, and free from the law itself. Senator Daniel K. Inouye. Another strategy used through the centuries was the spreading of the plagues among the peoples of the world. The medical professionals have been one of the most effective agents in the bloody rituals, and it will shake the world to its very foundations if the full story of their malevolence ever becomes known. And there are other kinds of malevolent individuals operating at the behest of the Brotherhood of the Snake. These vampiristic criminals are still operating in the streets of all major cities, torturing their victims and offering them as sacrifices to the dark macrobes. Mind control is a method which has long been refined by the hidden masters, and they use it constantly and in many permutations. Many of today's so-called serial killers are performing, consciously or unconsciously, acts that have their roots in the darkest of rituals. When the macrobes were contacted, they emphasized that mere killing was not sufficient. The deaths have to be conducted in a ritualistic fashion. This means that the method of killing is important, but so is the place of execution. And this last point is very important. If a victim is not slain ritually, their energies cannot be absorbed by the macrobes. For instance, soldiers, one of the best kind of sacrificial victims, are adorned with ancient occult symbols, like pentagrams and acorns, etc., to wear, not so they can appear handsome, but that they are correctly marked when they enter the place of the black mass. These sites were also strategically chosen, but not in the way the student of battle believes. The U.S. Cavalry, for instance, wore the symbol of the cross swords, which is an occult symbol for the War of Armageddon. For a reminder of the level of atrocity and demonic nature of the generals, I refer the reader to the classic films Paths of Glory and Breaker Morant, and to the Dr. Who features, War Games, Genesis of the Daleks, State of Decay, and Enlightenment. Many modern assassinations are committed at important sites on the Earth grid, so that they constitute a ritual slaying. See Jack the Ripper crimes, as well as the executions of John Fitzgerald Kennedy and Lady Diana Spencer. Lady Spencer was murdered in ritual fashion, exactly on the same day that the Ripper claimed his first victim, August 31st. This is also the day when the constellation of the Virgin, Virgo, descends below the horizon into the underworld. Virgo is connected with illustrious females and mothers. The Ripper murders were committed at the behest of the Masonic Lodges of England. Author Stephen Knight, who exposed the names behind it, as well as the reason for the atrocities, died 2 years after his book, The Brotherhood, came out. His death has never been satisfactorily explained. John F. Kennedy was murdered at the junction of three roads, at the astrological position known as the 13th sign, Ophiuchus, which exists between Scorpio and Sagittarius. Many rituals are conducted when the sun and moon are in this part of the sky. In ancient times, the solar hero descended into the underworld at this point. The long-hidden secrets of the President Kennedy's sacrificial assassination are detailed in Called to Serve, the biography of Lieutenant Colonel James Bogritz. Criminologists such as Colin Wilson have noted how many serial killers murder between 7 and 13 victims before they are finally caught and prosecuted by the authorities. There are many such cases. The reader may stand aghast that such nefarious activities could indeed be sanctioned by those of royal blood, but a review of history clearly demonstrates that the monarchies of the world have little conscience when it comes to mass murder. Their actions, however, make sense if our theory is correct that the post-diluvian oligarchs have strong ties to the alien Nephilim and that they have through time suppressed, and even bred out, the human chromosomes in their DNA profiles. For the reader who cannot comprehend the kind of mentality that would conspire to murder not only individuals but entire cultures, here are a few words to ponder. The state of monarchy is the most supreme thing upon earth. For kings are not only God's lieutenants upon earth, and sit upon God's throne, but even by God himself are called gods, and so their power after a certain relation compared to divine power. For if you will consider the attributes to God, you shall see how they agree in the person of a king. To dispute what God does is blasphemy. So it is sedition in subjects to dispute what a king may do in the height of his power. I would not have you meddle with such ancient rights of mine as I have received from my predecessors, James I, King of Scotland and England. Historians prefer to disregard such language as mere hyperbole or rhetoric, the ravings of megalomaniacs. Clearly, however, in light of our present thesis, these sinister words connote so much more. The passage indicates that the divine right had been passed down from antique periods and the theme of bloodline is clearly implied, but human rather than divine politics are evidenced, for no god worthy of veneration could be the author and conveyor of such powers. Many kings claimed descent from the ancient bloodlines. Charlemagne, for instance, used the title David to indicate his descent from the Israelite king of Jerusalem. Kings wore crowns, and the word crown comes from Cronus, Kronos, Janus, Crom, Chaos, etc., which was the ancient name for the planet Saturn. Somehow, the planet Saturn and its symbolism became confused with that of Tiamat, which was thought to be the second sun that fell to Earth. Kings of the Earth were said to rule Saturn, or for Saturn. The Hebrews identified Saturn with Lucifer or Satan, god of restriction, materialism, negativity, and chaos, who also fell from heaven, The Sumerians state that the first human kings on Earth were the offspring of custodial rulers who mated with the human women. Those matings entitled the half-human offspring to become the early monarchs on Earth, William Bramley, Gods of Eden.